Weiter in Chasser and Bavakamadaf, Kuv Zion picking up on Kuvavam Bez, but a bomb on a page. Swing those up from the bottom. Little line via Marvamar Bechir Abba Amir Yochan. Hatoing Tain is Ganav Bipikadam. Someone goes ahead, you have a guy who is a Shomer Chinam, and he says, somebody stole it from me. And he's talking about a Pikadam. Someone left a watch by him, let's say, to watch. Get it? And really, he's lying. Eno Chayev Ach Yichbar Bemiktas. V'yoda b'miktsas. He's only going to be chayef to be paying if he is moda b'miktsas. So he's kofer part of it and he admits to part of it. If he denies the thing entirely and then he turns out to be lying, he doesn't pay kefel. My time of why the makar kamos says ki hu ze v'yezehu. Because it says ki hu ze. This is it. Meaning this is what I owe you and nothing else. And on that pasuk. Ends off by saying that's when you pay kefel. So if you're saying this is what I owe, not something else, motiv miktas. So as a gemara, upligidor b'chir b'abba, it argues dumber b'chir b'abba. Whoa. I don't know why I just said b'chir b'abba, because that's what I'm used to saying. Upligidor b'chir by Yosef, dumber b'chir by Yosef. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Zayin. Eruv parshios kosuv kan. Eruv parshios kosuv kan. There's a bit of a mix up or a mixture here of psukim that came together. That is, says Rashi, that pasuk shehu miparsha parshas pasuk shehu miparsha cheres nisar bezu she'eno mikomo. There's a pasuk from a different parsha that got mixed up with this one that is not in its place. Tahay kihu ze beim kesef talve havale lemichtave. This pasuk that we said kihu ze, that this is it, which is talking about where there's a moda b'miktsas, really should have been written by im kesef talva when there's a loan that happens. L'michtav edahasam koi, that's where it belongs. The ilu b'hach parshas ad pikadon b'lo hoda b'miktsas mechayev. That's where this moda b'miktsas shtickle actually makes sense to say you're going to be chayev. That's Rashi telling us. Let's look at the Gemara now. Eir parshas kosef kan v'chiksev ki huzeh. When it says that amilva hu dichsev, it's written in reference to a milva alone, and not talking about a mashkon, like leaving a watch, like some sort of things that's getting deposited over there. So someone who gets towing and gets sued in order to pay on a loan is been a chayev a shvuah only if he's moda b'miktsas. But somebody who's sued with a pikadon is going to be chayev to a shvuah even if he completely and totally denies it. Umay shna milva, and why is a loan different than a pikadon? Explains Rashi, umay shna milva da'akrinan likral miduchte, that we remove it from its place, umakmina le Allah, and we place it over here. Kid de rabba, that goes according to rabba. Yeah. De amar rabba, mipnei ma amar Torah, moda makes us a taina yeshava. What is pshat? Why is it the Torah says that one who admits to part has to go and swear that the other part that he's denying is actually true? Chazaka ina demez panav mifnei balchovo. There's a chazaka that a person is not going to be so brazen, such a chutzpedik, to go ahead and to deny the chiyav in front of somebody who lent it to him. Someone did him a favor over here, and he goes ahead and he's going to deny it. Rashi says, ina demez panav mifnei zesh osa lotova. Hilka chichad the kafra kol pater mishivua de ilav kushta behedya. He wouldn't have been able to deny such a thing. Someone who denies entirely, we believe him without a shvuah, because there's no way he would have been such a mechutzav to do that, right, if he actually owed him. But this one, who's denying only part of it, he's doing a modem niksas, he really wants to deny the whole thing. For the reason he doesn't, because a person wouldn't have been such a mechutzav. And really, he would want to admit the entire thing to the person who lent it to him. Hide the comfort that makes us. Why does he deny part of it? Suffer he holds. He thought that imodina lebekule tava lebekule. He thinks, if I admit in reference to everything, he's going to ask me to pay everything right now, and I don't want to pay it all now. So ishtamet lemia hashta. Now I'm be able to go and push off the payment a little bit. Adahavu li zuze parana. Until I have the money, and then of course I'm going to go and I'll pay up everything I owe them. Hilkach Rama Rachman a shvuah levei. Therefore, the Torah made a shmikam a shvuah ki heichidolad lebekulei. So he immediately admit to the whole thing, and not play games over here. However, here's the kicker. V'gabi milva hudika l'mimarach. This is all to do with a loan. Right, the person not going to be meis panim. He's not going to be such a mechutzav. V'gabi pikada and meis. The guy's taka doesn't mind. He'll be a mechutzav. Rashi says, de'ein kan tova. No tova's done over here. Meis hilkach afilu kfar b'kulei. Rabbi Yechon HaShvoleh, even if he denied the whole thing, the Torah put a shvo on him because he's maybe going to go ahead and just lie straight up. Tani Rami Barchama Arba Shomrim. When we deal with the four different Shomrim, beep, turn the page. Ayin Zayin Amabez. Tzrichin Kfira B'miktsas V'hoda'a B'miktsas. V'Elohein. These are them. There are four types that need to have a moda B'miktsas in order to be chayev to do a shvua. Midoraisa. V'Elohein. Shomachinim B'ashol Nusi Sachar V'hasocher. Amarava, my time to Rechama, why does he say that? Shomachinam behedik sibbe ki huzeh. It says straight up, ki huzeh, meaning that pasuk, it says that he's going to be chayev a shvua only if it's modem miksas. Shomer sachar, when a shomer sachar also is going to be chayev only when it's modem miksas. Yolov nisin nisinim shomachinam, exer shavat shomachinam. Shoel, where does he learn that from? That again, he has to, only if it's like the chetzi shtekel. Vichi yishal, the pasuk says by the person who is borrowing that. Vav Mosif Alin Yermishon. It's adding to the previous idea that was being spoken. And that was the Shomer Sachar, which we learned Gzeir Shava from the Shomer Chinam. And Socher, what about him? Ilaman da Amar Kishomer Sachar. According to one who says that he's like the Shomer Sachar, Hayin Shomer Sachar. That's the same as Shomer Sachar, which you just said, therefore that's how you know. Ilaman da Amar Kishomer Chinam. He says, Hayin Shomer Chinam. Either way, we see that all four of these fall into that category. V'yomer avchia bar Yosef. Ah, towing Tainas Gana b'pikadon. Someone who says Tainas Gana b'pikadon, you leave the watch by him, and he's the one who's the thief. Einu chayv achi yisabu yad. Not only is it going to be modem mikas shtekel, but also is to be, Rashi says, Einu chayv kefel achi yisabu yad kodem shavua. Kegon sha'asaba balacha. He sent his hand forth to it. He used it in some way, shape, or form. He did some sort of malacha with it. And then that's when he's going to be chayv. My time, oh, why, what's the pshat? Why would that be true? We have a little Rashi on the air that switches the ears here. Da'amar krav, v'nikra bal habayis el ha'elukim, im lo shalach yado b'melech esreyu. Pasuk says that the bal habayis is going to come to the, oh, elo elohim, again, to the judges, to swear that he didn't touch his stuff of his friend. Michal di shalach bayad mechayev. That's implying that if he did do that, and he did something he shouldn't have done with it, that he's taka going to be chayev for such a thing. Lameimra de b'shalach bayad askirad. And therefore, what's he telling you? That it's you're going to pay kefel, and we're dealing with a case where he actually first was involved by touching it and being involved when he shouldn't have touched it. Amar lehu rebchia bar abba. Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Be'omedes al ach avusa shanu." While the animal is still by the trough, meaning where you didn't actually touch it, you didn't do anything. Rashi says, "Shalosh shalach b'yad yad shanu dechayev kefal." Right. So clearly, Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on that. And Amar Le Rav Zera, Rabbi Chia bar Abba, dafka b'menes avusa kamer. With only if it's talking about it's actually standing by the trough, meaning he didn't touch it. Avashel b'yad kana. But if he did touch it and use it when he wasn't supposed to, then he's going to be konit. And it's going to be considered now a gazlan from that moment to chayv to pay no matter what. Ushvua lo mahanya be klum. And after it's making a shvua that it was stolen, is that going to help at all? In which case, then he's not going to be chayv to pay kefal anymore because of this. Odilma, or maybe afilu omedes al avusa kamar. Or it's saying that you're going to be chayev kefal even when it's in that situation when it wasn't yet touched. And of course, if you go and you use it, you shouldn't have. Amalei zulo shamati, I didn't hear. Kayotze was shamati. If you heard something similar to this, maybe we can understand. Amar of Asi, Amar of Yochan. Haton tainas avad v'nishma. Someone who tainas and he says, oh, you know, I lost this thing that was given to me. And then he swears. And A Shomachin is going to be off the hook if it was lost. The Chaz of Atantan is Ganovich, but then he switches mind. He says, oh yeah, it was stolen. And then he makes a Shua for that. In other words, he admits that his original Shavua was not true. But he says, but he's still off the hook because the fact that it was stolen. Ubo Edom, and now Edom come and they say, yeah, he's the one who actually stole it. So he gets like thrown under the bus there. Potter is going to be off the hook. My timer. What's pshat that he's going to be off the hook? Why is he off? La mishum dekana b'shvua b'shona. It's not because he already acquired it with the first shvua. And then we see Rav Yochanan is saying that once this shomer acquires it as a gazlan, then his shvua afterwards that it was stolen doesn't make him to be chayev for kefel. So what does that tell you? Come to chayis, that in the case of a shomer chiyanim, he uses it before, uses the stuff, and it becomes a gazlan because Rabbi Yochanan is not going to make him chayev to kefel for the shvua afterwards. Oh, beautiful. That's your answer. Amalei says, nah, nice try. Low. So Rav Zeira says back to Rav Chia. Barabi says, low. Says, not like that. Rav Yochanan's pshat that he's going to be putter is not because of the fact that he was kona it through his first shavua. Hol v'yatzi de bailim b'shul rishona, because he is he's off the hook to the guy with his first shavua, and that's why. That's the only reason. When he first began, the first thing he said is that he made a shavua that was already lost. Now he's off the hook from any sort of chiyav, so we didn't even have to take the second shavua in the first place. And it's my nami. It was stated also that Amar of Abba Amar Biloy Amar Biyochanan Hatoin Tanis Avedu because of Vinishba the Chazav of Tanis Gnei Vinishba Uboi Dim They Come Patris Off Talk Kol Viyatsa Yidei Bailim Bishul Rishona. He was Yotzei from the Bailim with the first Shavua. Amar Rav Sheshi says Hatoin Tanis Gana Be Bigadon Kevin Shishalch Bo Yad Patir. Once he Shalch Yad, he's Patir. My time I'll come. Hachikam Rachmana. The Torah says Vinikrav Bala Bais Elul Kim Im Lo Shalch Yado. It's only if he's shalach yad. Ha-shalach yad o-pater. But if he did send him, he's going to be pater. So the pasuk says that the Bala Bais is going to come to the court and swear if he didn't touch it. Right? So what does that mean? If he were to have touched it, he used it at any stage, he's going to be pater from paying. He's going to be pater from paying kefa. I'm going to have v'halo shalosh vuos mashbino so. Hold on 1 second. Don't we make 3 shavuos on this Shomer Chinam who says that it was stolen? Shavua, shalo pashati ba. It's a swear that I wasn't poshea, wasn't negligent, because then obviously it's going to be chayef. Shavua, shal shalachti b'yad, that I didn't touch it, I didn't use it myself. And shavua, she'en b'rshusi, that's not on my rishus anymore. My love, shavua, shal shalachti b'yad, dumya, the shavua, she'en b'rshusi, isn't this the halacha by a shavua that I didn't use it, similar to the shavua that's out of my possession. Ma shavua shena b'shusi, ki miglia milsa de'isei b'shusi chayef. If it comes out and it's revealed that it isn't b'shusi, it's going to be chayef to be kefel. Af shavua shel shalach to be yad, even a shavua that he didn't send and touch it, ki miglia milsa de'shalach to be yad chayef. When he saw that he did, he's attacker going to be chayef. He's going to be chayef kefel. Amalei says, lo, shavua shel shalach to be yad, the dumi de'shalach pashati ba. That is that a shvua that I didn't use it is similar to a shvua that I wasn't poshea. Ma shvua shlo pashati ba ki migla milse de pasha ba patami kefel. And that is that if a shvua that I wasn't poshea, and it turns out, it comes out that the pasha ba patami kefel, he's going to be chayav. He didn't really steal it, but he said that he's definitely poshea. He's going to be patami kefel. So af shvua shlo shachti ba yad. From paying kefel. This is even though he's the one who stole it and it's still in his possession, still that's going to be the case. He's not going to have to pay kefel. Okie dokie. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.